Hi guys, welcome back to Bailey's TV's Rants. I'm Bailey, and today we're going to be talking about the latest Legends of Tomorrow episode titled Zari, Not Zari. This episode was absolutely interesting. Let's first talk about the namesake of this episode, Zari. Zari 2.0, and she's been having these memories of original Zari 1.0, and she obviously doesn't know what's gone on because of the last season and the season finale where they changed it, and so she's all confused. So what does she go do? She goes to her brother Bayrod. Bayrod was the replacement for Zari because of what happened in the season finale of the last season, and I really do like Bayrod. I love his character, but that has been ended, and that will be come to later. So pretty much Zari asked Bayrod to help her out, figure stuff out, and so she takes the something route that Amaya used to use to talk to the ancestors and stuff like that. So that was fun, and seeing her talk to old Zari and explain, like, you know, their family's still around, Bayrod's still around. And Zari 1.0 is absolutely freaking happy. Like, she's... It really makes her happy to see that. And then it kind of gets ruined. So, you know, they're talking it up in the ancestral plane. And that was fun to watch. And that's pretty much all she kind of did in this episode. So, yeah. But anyways, so John is looking for the Loom of Fate. And they have one ring for it. And they're looking for the second one. Astra, who John sent to hell, is working with one of the sisters of the Loom of Fate. And we know Charlie is also one of these sisters. And then the other sister comes into play this episode too. So, I think the oldest sister is Astra's master. So Astra is working for one of the sisters. Charlie is one of the sisters. And then the other sister comes in. So, like, anyway, getting back to it. So John is looking for the second ring. Charlie has to go with John because Charlie's the only one who knows where it is, because Charlie's the one who split them all up. And then Sarah goes along with them. So they're going along, and it looks like it's in British Columbia, Vancouver or whatever. Huh, what a coinky dink, because that's where they filmed the show. Yeah, they obviously did that on purpose. Because what's there when they go to find it? Supernatural is filming. But when they all get there, all the crew is absolutely dead. And who is it? It's one of the sisters. I don't remember her name whatsoever. So she's there, and Charlie explains three of them did something. So I don't remember who did what. One of the sisters made the length of the string for the loom, and then Charlie did something else, and then the sister that they're worrying about right now is the one who cut him and killed everybody. So yeah, so she's the one that's going around killing the cast and crew of Supernatural. And so they're looking, and there John goes out on his own, and this evil sister that is killing everybody sees John, hits John, does some damage to him, leaves John on the bank of the river, and disguises herself as John. So the sister disguises John, goes back to Sarah and Charlie, and they're talking to John, and then I don't remember how this came about, but she reveals herself to be the sister, and Charlie's like, God damn it. And so Sarah, Charlie, and the evil sister are fighting it out. And so Charlie gets stuck with the sisters to, like, dagger things? I have no idea what they are, but they're cool, let me tell ya. Gets stuck with the two dagger things and turns around and stares at Sarah straight in the face. And Sarah's supposed to die. Charlie explains this, that she looks into your soul and you die. That's how it is. That's how it works. There's no coming back. So Sarah is supposed to die, and it honestly looks like she does. She stares, and there's white light, and Sarah knows. You can see it in her face, like, this is it. So Charlie's upset, and Yeah. So, but then, as the evil sister leaves, Charlie gets out of whatever. Sarah comes back. Sarah is alive. She survived. And Charlie was like, "You're supposed to be dead." And Sarah's like, "Yeah, I thought I was too." And this creates something. And this is what people have determined and what other and the shows have determined, that this is how Sarah gets her superpowers this season. Now, they originally call it a super illness, but I'm saying superpowers because this is, I think this is what it's going to manifest into, is some sort of power, whether good or bad. And, you know, Sarah's done this whole superhero thing without powers. You know, she's trained in martial arts, and she's been an assassin, and that's how she's a superhero. But now she's going to have this power, and it's, you know, and it's hard to deal with. And we'll get into that later, because I've read some stuff on that. So, yeah, that's what they're up to. And then Mick has a daughter. What? Because they went back in time to the 80s prom episode, and it's at Mick's high school. And Mick, you know, gets back with his girlfriend, and now he has a kid in normal time, in 2020, who's 16. And so Mick tries to go over there and, you know, say, "Hey, I'm your dad," and she does not approve. The daughter does not approve. I think her name is Lita. She does not approve. So Ava decides to go with Mick and help him out, and they travel back through Lita's childhood to help them, you know, get Mick into their memories. And turns out Lita knows that, you know, you come here for a little bit and you come out. You're barely in my life at all, actually. And that's hard for Mick to take. You know, he's tried, he thought he was good, and he wasn't. And Ava's disappointed. She thought she could help, and she didn't. And now, you know, she's upset that she couldn't. And she's upset that she couldn't help Mick, which is honestly sweet. And I think Ava would be a great mom. Like, oh, could you imagine her and Sarah having kids? It would be amazing. So yeah, that's what everybody's up to this episode. So, and then the end of this episode. Oh, the end of this episode. Okay, so when the evil sister leaves Charlie, Sarah, and Constantine in, you know, the British Columbia Forest, she goes to the Wayfarer. She finds the Wayfarer, hops on, and is searching for the first ring, right? And so Bayrod's there, Zari's there, and the Essence were playing, so she's, you know, passed out, and Bayrod's like, "Crap, I need to get Zari out of here," right? Well, she can't. The evil sister comes in, and she gets the ring, because Bayrod, you know, doesn't want to die, and then everybody kind of hops back on, or no, everybody's not on yet, and then Bayrod tries to fight off the sister. What does the sister do? She pulls out the string from Bayrod's chest, and Bayrod's eyes just fill with horror, and he knows exactly what's happening, and the sister snips the string, and Bayrod is gone. He dies. And I'm kind of upset about this, because I really did enjoy Bayrod when he was on the show. Now, he wasn't in every episode, and he's not like a constant thing, but he's a fun guy. I've enjoyed his time on the show. And I hope they can work him back in some way. Maybe they go back in time and save his life or something. I don't know. I wish he would come back, though. But by the looks of it, I don't think he is, from what people are posting. Unfortunate. Absolutely unfortunate. That was a fun character. Such a chill dude. Such a chill guy. And so, yeah. So, and then Sarah, Ava, Mick, Charlie are all back on. And all during this, Zari is still in the ancestral plane. She has not woken up yet. And so Sarah is like, shit. She goes down, and Bayrod, she realizes Bayrod is dead and stuff like that. And they're all, everybody's upset, and Zari's still asleep. So finally, cut back from commercial, Zari wakes up. And while Zari's on the ancestral plane, Zari 1.0 is like Bayrock's still alive, and Zari 2.0 is like, yeah. And so Zari 1.0 like is so relieved that her family is alive and doing well. Little do they know that Bayrock is dying in reality. So once Zari wakes up, Sarah and Ava are standing there, and you can see the looks on their faces, very solemn, gloomy, sad, and they don't know how to tell Zari. So Zari wakes up, looks at Ava and Sarah, is like, what's going on? She looks over to the side and sees Bayrod still on the floor, like, they haven't moved him, like, what was the time frame, like, between this? They don't want to, like, move him to, like, the med bay or something, like, that's so weird to leave him there, like, dead, but I don't know, maybe it was a short amount of time. So Zari wakes up, she sees Bayrod, and she rushes over to his side and just starts crying. Tala Ash, ladies and gentlemen, such a great actress. Like, the emotion, like, the range she had in this episode was absolutely amazing. She had to go back and play Zari 1.0 and play Zari 2.0 at the same time during those scenes and being happy and learning stuff and excited, and then she has to cry. Like, and oh man, she did such a phenomenal job this episode. It was so good. So yeah, so anyway, so Zari is crying next to Bayrod, so sad, and wow, it's hard. Wait, I think I messed up the timeline of this episode. I'm sorry. It's today's Saturday. The episode came out on Tuesday. It's been a hot minute since I remembered everything. So anyway, no. So they find Bayrod dies, and Sarah goes after. Oh yeah, Sarah goes after the evil sister. And the evil sister's like, what? You're supposed to be dead. And Sarah's like, uh-huh, me too. So did I. And they fight and everything. And the sister's like, you can't kill me. And she's like, I know how to get rid of you, though. And so she's like, Gideon, unlock the, you know, open the hatch. And the evil sister is almost flown out. So is Sarah. Sarah grabs onto the railing. The evil sister grabs onto Sarah. The Genghis Khan sword, which Sarah is so great at handling sword, let me tell ya. The Genghis Khan sword is stuck, and Sarah's trying to get it. Next thing you know, Charlie comes rushing down, grabs the sword, grabs onto Sarah, and chops the evil sister's hand off. And the evil sister floats off into the temporal zone. Hatch door closes, and that's the evil sister is gone for now. And Sarah and Charlie are sitting there just like, whoa. Crazy. And then they go back, and that's when Zari wakes up and finds Bayrod. Yeah, so that was a lot. It didn't feel like a lot. Like, as I'm explaining it, everyone's kind of doing their own thing, and you can kind of sum it up pretty quickly, but a lot happened in that episode, and it's really hard. I already said Tala was amazing. Ava as a mom would be amazing. But I wanted to talk about Sarah, because this is where Sarah's supposed to get her super power, illness, whatever you want to call it. And, what is it gonna be? Because in the trailer preview before this episode came out, for the trailer for the rest of the season, Sarah is pretty much wearing sunglasses the entire time. So, what is her super, like, what is it gonna be? What's gonna happen with her eyes? Like, and Sarah wearing sunglasses is, she's good looking in sunglasses, let me tell ya. So yeah, so it's like, what is going on? Why is she wearing sunglasses? What has happened to her? So I wanted to find out, see if they actually said what has happened to her, but they didn't. But there was an article, I think it was ETV or E! News or something else like that, or ET or something like that. And it was with Maisie, who plays Charlie. So they were doing interviews. So basically what's happening through the rest of the season is, Charlie knows that Sarah was supposed to die, and because she didn't, there's gonna be some form of, like, consequence. Like, something has got to change. Like, this is not how it's supposed to go down. And Sarah's in denial. She's like, no, I'm fine. Nothing's happening and stuff like that. And so Charlie's trying to get Sarah to, like, hey, come to terms with it and stuff like that. And Sarah does not want to accept it. And I can't wait to see how that's gonna go down. Like, I feel like that's gonna be so interesting, and they're going to have this kind of new dynamic, and I hope it brings them closer together rather than apart, but I think that's inevitable because Sarah's not going to accept it and stuff like that. So I'm really excited, guys. So yeah, and that's going to be interesting. So very, very exciting for the future of the show. What's going to happen this season. So good thing about Legends is Legends already finished filming before quarantine started. So we're going to be able to get the rest of the season. And I believe it's only 16 episodes, but still we get the rest of the season. Nothing is cut short, unlike other shows. So yeah, I think that was such a good episode. And I'm excited for what's coming up. In the trailer, there was a Star Trek episode. I was like, oh my god. For one bit, I thought when I watched the trailer, it was for just the episode that was airing. And I was like, there's so much happening in this episode. And then I realized that it was for the rest of the season. So that was just me being stupid. But yeah, so such a good episode. Talash, amazing. Sarah is getting her super illness, superpower, whatever you want to call it. And things are starting to heat up. So yeah. And like that, that's the last Legends episode. Zari, not Zari. I hope you guys enjoy this, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace. Hey guys. So as I'm recording this episode, I'm obviously just getting back into doing podcasts like this, and the format that I'm using to record this has changed a little bit, and you guys can ask me questions. I'm using Anchor to do these, so I believe you have to do it through that. And yeah, so if you listen through Anchor, or you can ask me questions from there about the episode, and we can get a discussion going. And or if you're just curious about some part of the plot that's confusing, and maybe I can help, so put the questions there. And if you don't have Anchor, get Anchor, and you can ask questions there. And also, Anchor also provides a lot of other podcasts you can listen to, a bunch of others. Like if you don't have Spotify, if you don't have Apple Podcasts, you can get Anchor. It's free, completely free. And maybe even start your own podcast. I don't know. So get Anchor so you can submit me questions, and I'd love to interact with you guys. All right, that's it. See you guys later.